Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 8:15 now. The Saints are 5-1 through six games, just like last year. And I didn't quite time out the same because I had the bye, which is different this year. But after six games, 5-1. They were asking you, how are you feeling this year compared to how you felt last year? Do you believe this squad could be better? I understand Drew's injured, but it just there just doesn't seem to be the same sense of happiness. Michael Lombardi joins us now. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. You can listen to him on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on Radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tommy. Good to be here.
Thank you. So why do you think there's not the same excitement? Last year, man, we were in a state of euphoria. Everything was good. God's in his heaven. All is right with the world. We're 5-1. This year, not so much. Everybody's worried. I don't get it.
Well, I think everybody's worried because you're not scoring as many points. I think one thing that the fans love is they love offensive football. And when you're putting a lot of points on the board, everybody falls in line and everybody thinks your team's really good. But clearly, your team this year is better than it was last year. This defense is playing at a higher level. I mean, like Sean said the other day, they could have played eight quarters against Jacksonville, and I'm not sure Jacksonville was going to score. They're really playing well, and I think that that's a tribute to what Sean's been able to do this offseason as he regroups the team after that devastating loss. And, you know, I think to the fans, they want points, but to the people that really know the game, their team's playing really well.
Especially, you know, Mike, in December and January, I don't know exactly how the season shakes out, but determining who goes to the playoffs, I don't think anybody's going to remember what the score was. They're going to look at those W's and those tiebreakers, right?
No doubt. And, you know, look, they've been in control. I think the fans don't always understand this, and I think this is something they have to learn. There's two things when you're watching a football game: who's in the lead and who's in control. And sometimes when you're in control and in the lead, that's really good. But sometimes you might be behind in a game but be in control of the game. And I think one thing we've seen from the Saints this year is they've been in control and in the lead of games.
Let's take the defense and break it down from the line going back to the free safety. Michael, what do you see as the elements there, the players that are among the strongest in the NFL?
Well, I think this Davis kid has played at the highest level. He's one of the top linebackers in the league. I mean, he's all over the field. He makes plays. And I think they play physical up front. I mean, I think it starts with their defensive front. They're able to play the run and play the pass, and they can convert run in the pass, which is really critical. And then I think their secondary has played much better. Lattimore, as we know, has played exceptionally well. Even Eli Apple has improved, and their secondary playing, the scheme is playing really well. I think they're more comfortable in the scheme, and they're playing really effectively within the scheme.
So it seems as though if you combine that with the return of Drew Brees, and not to disrespect Teddy Bridgewater at all, because he's 4-0, and again, the quarterback probably gets more credit and more blame than they deserve. But, I mean, you're talking about this could really be a special team and a great year for this team.
I think so. And I think, look, when I think Jared Cook gives them another dimension offensively. I think we saw a couple plays that he made on Sunday that show that he's a really good player. The touchdown catch, I mean, the passer along the sideline on a key third down right in front of the Saints bench was critical for them. I mean, he's a really good player, and in this scheme, he's only going to be magnified of his ability. I think that's where Sean gets his strength from. And last week, I mean, Kamara probably wasn't 100% healthy, and they were able to still utilize his skill set. So, yeah, I think one thing about the Saints, they're always going to score points, so when Brees comes back, they'll be just as effective. And look, they're having confidence, and I think they're developing this thing that no one wants to talk about that you absolutely have to have, which is mental toughness. And that's what the Saints are developing by why they were winning games without their starting quarterback.
All right, we're going to take a break, pick it up here. We come back. The Saints had a familiar face, pair of legs, however you want to say it, Travaris Cadet, in camp yesterday, take a look at him to, I guess they're worried about Alvin Kamara. It is 820. If you have any questions, you can text him to 87870 for Michael Lombardi, radio.com sports, NFL insider. Traffic now on WWL. 824, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Michael Lombardi, radio.com sports, NFL insider. Michael, I got ahead of myself. Today, the Saints are reported to work out Travaris Cadet, who's been here on two different occasions. Do you know anything about him as it relates to where he is today, in you know, like being in shape and so forth? And does this tell you anything about Alvin Kamara?
Well, I think obviously it tells you they want to take some of the pressure off. Cadet's the kind of kid that will always be in shape. He's a good athlete. He knows the system really well. When I was in New England, we had him up there for a summer. He was with us in camp. Deion Lewis beat him out for a job. And, you know, I think it's pretty clear that, you know, that they're looking for somebody to change the pace. And as Sean always talks about, he always talks about stacking these backs on top of one another and having the ability to come in and play differently and work in a role and fit within the system of what they're trying to accomplish. So it doesn't, you know, I mean, I think it's clear that he wants to make sure Kamara is healthy, take some of the pressure off him, and take some of the pressure off everybody else and help in the kicking game as well.
All right, the Sean Payton last night on his show here at WWL talked about the importance of what he learned from Bill Parcells in terms of, you know, you got to win no matter what the game dictates. How important do you think that Bill Parcells' coaching tree was, if you will, for Sean Payton and other coaches in the league?
Well, I think it's huge. I think, look, when you watch these coaches, I think you know, just take Sean as an example. I mean, Sean's so much different than John Gruden. They both came up in the West Coast offense. They were both in Philadelphia together. But Sean's knowledge of how to play complementary football and how to win the game as opposed to just run his offense as an offensive coordinator. You take Andy Reid, for example. I mean, Andy Reid is a really good coach. He has 199 wins in his career. But when it comes time for him to really manage a game and play complementary football, last week in Houston, his team was on the field for 39 minutes defensively. They can't play 39 minutes of good defense. They never managed the game. They ran 11. They had 11 running plays. One drive, they got the ball with 12 minutes to go in the second quarter. They punted it back to the opponent with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, and they got 4 first downs, which means all they did is throw the ball, throw incompletions, throw the ball, throw incompletions. And that's not how you pace games. That's not how you let a defense help itself, especially when you're horrible on defense, which the Chiefs are. I think Peyton's ability to be around Parcells has really made him an elite coach, and I think I see it every single day. I can hear it in his voice. I can hear it in his demeanor and how he coaches the game. He's an offensive coach, but yet he truly is a head coach.
Talk about Teddy Bridgewater for me.
You know, I think Teddy's going to be a guy that's always going to come in and manage the game plan effectively. He's smart. He understands what he needs to do. He knows where to throw the football. He's not going to take any chances with the ball. He's a little bit like the center fielder in baseball who doesn't get a lot of errors. Now, that's good, because but that also means they're not making a lot of plays on the ball. Teddy's very careful with the football. The fact that he can move around after that devastating knee injury is remarkable, right? I mean, he's just tremendous, tremendous competitor and tremendous person. I mean, it starts with the character of this player, and I think he realizes this offense is suited well for him and will continue to be well. I think the character and his personality has rubbed off on his team, and I think the teammates like him, and that's why they play so well for him, and that's why they've been able to win games without Drew Brees.
Seems like one of the things that he does best, and you just alluded to it, is protect the football. So I don't see a game coming up where he throws like 3 interceptions or anything like that.
No, he's not going to do it. It's not in his nature, nor do I think Sean's going to allow him to do it. I think they're going to, you know, the one thing about the Saints with Sean, and I think this goes back to Parcells, is they're willing to pace the game. They're going to run. They're going to see what they are. There's a point in every single football game where your opponent is the clock, not necessarily the team you're playing. And you have to manage the game accordingly. Sean gets that. There's a lot of NFL coaches, believe it or not. I know it's a harder job to get than a United States senator, but there's a lot of coaches that don't see that.
Michael, a lot has been made about the officiating this year. The latest last night with the Detroit-Green Bay game. Memes are already flying around about the official doing a Lambeau leap. What's your take on the officiating this year?
Well, look, I come from a school, the Parcells school, the Belichickian school, that officials really don't decide the game. Everybody's going to get caught up on it. That's all we're going to talk about today. But the fact is the Lions' red zone offense cost them the game. They kicked too many field goals. You know, now, could they have won the game if the call would have gone the other way? I don't know. I really don't know. You don't know. I mean, they might, if they didn't call it or what they called or how it worked out, you just don't know. I mean, I'm not defending the refs. They're atrocious. I'm sure Al Riveron hasn't. I mean, he's been sleeping in his office for 6 weeks now. I mean, I don't think anybody wakes him up, you know. So I'm not defending him. But from as an executive standpoint, you know, to me, there's always a reason why you win and why you lose, and it's not the officials. You have to get past that. You know, like that Saint game. I mean, look, that call killed the Saints, but the fact that they didn't score in the red zone when they had their opportunities, the fact that they turned the ball over in overtime, that's why they lost.
It never comes to one call. Everybody kind of thinks it does until they watch the tape or the film or whatever you call it these days. Then they realize, well, we did have a lot of opportunities. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Tommy. Anytime.
We'll do it again real soon. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Thank you, Michael. Listen to Michael Lombardi on his podcast, The GM Shuffle. It's available on Radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.